27-year-old Bronx resident Nicole Aubrey has some advice for Chelsea Manning. Aubrey's transgender and spent 3 years in prison as a man.
Transgender women don't go through it just like that. First you gotta see a counselor and then hormone treatments.
Standing outside the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community center in Chelsea, Aubrey says she saw a counselor for 3 years and began hormone treatment the following year. John Coffey is a 60-year-old military veteran who says he was diagnosed with a gender disorder but never sought a sex change.
And I go through life the way you see me here.
He says Manning should seek treatment on her own time.
He wants to play with the government secret, let him do his 35 years as a man and not as a female.
Others are concerned that the media coverage of Manning is harming the transgender community.
Chelsea Manning, regardless of which side of the debate you're on, is a polarizing figure.
Michael Silverman is the executive director of the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund.
And that's probably not the best atmosphere in which to have a reasonable discussion about transgender people, what it means to be transgender, and how transgender people should be treated by the medical community, whether that's in the prison system or outside of it.
Silverman says there's always concern about media representation of transgender people, and that Manning may not be the best way to educate the public on trans issues. A spokesman from Fort Leavenworth, where Manning's being held, says Manning won't be allowed to wear a wig or bra, and that her hair must meet military standards. The Army says it does not provide hormone therapy or sex reassignment surgery. Manning will have access to mental health professionals. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.